AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Headphones?
Left ear is working.
Oh, so you're just going one?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm sorry, man.
It's not your fault. Let's just go. No one wants to hear this.
Ray, you should know how to do audio.
Baby. Man, what a Friday. What a Friday.
Oh, it is actually Friday.
It is Friday.
Dude, I was telling Baser, I don't know what it is. Our job is different every day of the week. Truck drivers, maybe it's pretty similar. Tractors, same crops. Dude, this week.
Yeah, plowboys and cowboys, they have the same thing every day. One's the plowboy, one's the cowboy.
This week's been a bitch.
It's been a weird one. I'll be honest. It's been a weird week for sure.
I know you take it easy on the drinks nowadays, but I said, Baser, I've never said this before. I cannot wait till I walk in the front door and I'm cracking open a cold one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I had drinks last night.
Ray, I got a phone number for you.
I went to a bar last night, like around 8 o'clock, and with some dudes down the street.
Hey, guys.
And we're at the bar, and this chick walks in with a freaking pig.
What are you plowboys doing?
And we all were like, what the are you doing with a pig at the bar? And even the bartender's like,
who the fuck is this guy?
He's like, I don't know. I don't know if she's allowed to have that in here. Like, what are we doing? But the lady had a pig in a box, and then she wrapped it in a blanket, and she was like, what? It's just a pig in a blanket.
That's a glizzy.
And I was like, okay. And then she just, and then we asked her if we could hold the pig, and she was like, offended.
It sounds like an outdoor patio bar.
No, it was indoors.
It was JT's Supper Club?
No, it wasn't that nice, but it was definitely an indoor bar. It was kind of cold last night.
Ray, I'm referencing a police officer.
But yeah, the bartender did get a little upset with me because I went up and ordered my drink, you know, and sitting there talking to some people that I was with. And I just kind of tossed my card on the bar because I was not trying to slow him down.
Here you go, buddy.
And then he sits there and he's sitting there and he tells the person sitting at the bar, he's like, am I supposed to just throw it back at him? And I was like, I wasn't being aggressive. I was literally just kind of like, I just kind of set it on the bar like, hey, I know you're making the drink. And so when you get back to coming over here, the card's right there. It wasn't, but he took it as I was throwing it at him. I was being disrespectful. But
it was an all-guy bar?
No, there was girls there, too.
Hey, sweet tits.
There was two guy bartenders, but there was girls sitting at the bar. There was girls sitting at other tables. We sat at a picnic table, but they had it indoors.
Cute.
Yeah.
The reason I just said sweet tits, I got in trouble saying that in the car with Baser and Boomer the other day.
Oh.
I thought it was an acceptable term when you're driving. You can kind of throw out stuff like that. Baser goes, that's just so disrespectful. Don't say that again.
Was it because Boomer was in the car or because she was in the car?
She was in the car. I guess maybe it's just kind of in the locker room talk. It's just a funny type thing. The lady crossed in my lane. I said, hey, sweet tits.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm going to try it today. I'll try it with the wife.
It's not like... see your reaction.
Hey, sweet tits, give me a beer. Hey, everybody go home this weekend. Say, hey, sweet tits, what's for dinner?
Yeah, sometimes I say stuff, forget people are in the car.
Yeah, so let's see how that goes over. All right, we might as well start the show.
We're going to do it live. Arnold's here. He's hitting up that same bar, hoping there's a pig there. Arnold, right?
Yeah, I'm going to bring a blanket, too.
So give him the name of it. He wants to go. He's going to bring his dog, and then him, Abby, everybody's going. That sounds like an all-inclusive accepting place.
I mean, they let everybody there.
Pig in a bar.
Pig in a bar.
Baby in a bar, seen that. Dog in a bar, seen that.
Never seen pig in a bar, have you?
No.
More like pig in a blanket. You seen that?
I've eaten one of those. That's an impreg in at the games. If it has cheese in it, it's an impregnated glizzy, warm with a warm blanket.
Interesting. All right,
we're gonna do it live. Arnold, you here?
Yeah, I already had a couple drinks. It's the weekend, bitch.
Whoa! Don't you ever talk to me like that?
Sweet tits.
Shut up! Shut up! Doing it live without Arnold. Get back. We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Y'all, it's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the north side of Nashville with Baser. Farmland, country land. It's beautiful. We absolutely love it. We're starting to grow some grass. We think we've solved the water issue. We just had a derecho come through. And they've created a French drain, which is something underground, so that we don't have ponding. And, dude, now we just send all the water to the road.
Oh, you meant French drain. Can't go American? You don't like American? Come on, man. USA. USA. What happened to that?
Don't come near whatever road I'm off of, because if it rains, bro, we're sending a whole creek your way. As a father-in-law, I was like, dude, if it starts to go above the road, is that legal? Is it on us?
And he was good with it?
Bro, we're sending 3 acres of water to the road.
Hey, not your problem.
We got seven drainage tubes shooting into the road.
Hey, you got 99 problems, but drainage tubes ain't one of them.
I got
I got 99 problems, but flooding ain't one of them.
All right, Coach, enough farming country talk.
I got to say,
stop
Coach,
laughing.
Sometimes we are promised the world. We are told we're going to get access to this. We're going to get to do that. And usually when people promise you things, they promise you the moon and the stars, and you get a cup of water.
They promise you the moon, but as long as you shoot for the moon, you land amongst the stars.
Yes, I understand that. But usually it's like we go to NHL, oh, Winter Classic, you're going to interview the players. Oh, sorry, go down to the Jack Daniels tent. Don't get to interview the players. Oh, you're going to have all this access to this at a concert. Actually, you're going to be able to see from the top of the stadium. You can't get anywhere near. Okay, cool.
There's our seats behind the dumpster.
But Jessica from Boston.
Thanks.
When she says, hey, you're going to have access to something, she means we are going to have access to something.
Mm-hmm.
She told me, hey, you ever come to Boston? I'll get you a tour of Fenway. You can go inside the Green Monster. And I'm like, yeah, right, okay. Can you really do this? And I flew up to Boston. Me, my dad, my brother.
Justin!
Batter's Box. My Uncle Ken. Cousin Andrew.
What up, everybody? It's Batter's Box here.
Run Fenway.
Aunt Kathy. Justin. We go to Fenway. And I'm thinking, okay, this is not going to be as great as it sounds. And oh my gosh. We got inside the Green Monster. We were out on the pitcher's mound where Babe Ruth stood. We were out there. I mean, we did everything and anything. The dugout. Got to stand by the dugout. In the dugout. Unbelievable.
The Sultan of shit, no less. SWAT.
The fact that she says this, I'm like, damn, this girl's got pull. Then she hits me up and she says, hey, Brandon, me, and JoJo are coming down for the Predators-Bruins game. Would you like to have access to the Bruins? And I'm like, okay, how are you going to be coming to our city and you're going to be able to get us into the Bruins practice?
Right. That would be us going to another thing saying that we can get somebody access to another
right.
city.
Which seems crazy that you're going to have access to that. She's like, no. I'll just put you on the list.
Us going to Memphis and saying that we can get access to Ja Morant.
Correct. Well, all you have to do is drive down the road and he'll flash a gun at you. So I'm like, okay, this is not going to come through. We're going to have this. It's going to be a big letdown. She's like, hey, Come on down. Practice starts at 11:30. You can come, be in there, and then we're going to head to the locker room and interview some of the Bruins. I'm like, yeah, right. We're not going to have access. Let's see. Okay. She gets us on the list.
Who were you saying this dialogue to yourself?
In my head.
Oh.
Because whenever
you never said it to me. I didn't know you had all these doubts creeping in. I thought you were confident. Ray, you caught me between a rock and a...
No. Ray, when we get promised these things for the big show.
Correct.
It never comes through.
I don't know. You're backstage with Posty Malone at the Million Dollar Show.
I did get to meet Posty. That was pretty cool.
So maybe things are starting to actually happen.
But sometimes people tell you you're going to have all this... like, when we went to NASCAR. Oh, it's going to be so amazing. And it's like...
You talking about Talladega? Your NASCAR
experience. Yeah, NASCAR. I was like, I just stood in the hot sun. I couldn't even see the track. Like, I didn't have seats to go sit in. I didn't have anything. So they promise you all this stuff. So I'm not expecting much. And then we go and we show up and we walk right in. Mm. Show our little pass. We're on the list.
We didn't walk right in. I mean, there's security. We had checkpoints.
Well, I'm saying they looked at them right there on the list, gave us our pass. Go on out there, enjoy the show.
And I put the pass on my left breast. Apparently, you're supposed to, the cool people put it on their leg.
Oh, yeah. So, like, pictures, it's not just sitting there in the video. Right. I don't know.
First time backstage, bro.
Hey. I remember my first time, and it was this week.
I was going to be funny and put it on my shank.
Don't see what's funny about that, but okay. So, Jessica from Boston, we lead in and we watch practice, mm-hmm. and then she's texting with her girl from the Bruins, and she's like, hey, come on back to the locker room.
But bro, the practice, we had full run. I mean, I was right on the glass. The players were dicking with me and hitting pucks at me.
Yes.
Three times they almost hit us. I can post those videos. You and me both screamed.
Yeah.
We were all mic'd up and everything. It was kind of alarming. It was a jump scare, what the kids call it.
But it was awesome. Like, they had time. They took notice of us and tried to hit us with pucks.
Right, yeah, man. And then I looked at him. I was like, hey, fuck you. The glass was protecting us, so it wasn't like that fight at Madison Square the other night where it was 5-on-5 hockey.
Yeah, so did they, like, get on Instagram before the game and be like, hey, man, we're going to just drop gloves right before the game? Like, how does that work? Because they don't...
If nobody's seen this, you've seen it. It's all over the media. All these hockey players fought 2 seconds into the game.
And
it's just like Major League Baseball. The umps know these guys have bad blood, maybe a pitch behind them. I'm guessing right as they're about to hit the sticks...
They look at each other and say...
Maybe they weren't even down for it, and the ref goes, okay, they're going to fight, and then the ref said, you at least have to touch your stick to the ice, and then they go, okay, I'm guessing that, because then the ref beelined it right away.
Yeah, they just moved out of the way.
I got to tell you, I'm from Michigan, never played hockey. I missed that window because we moved there from Wyoming.
When you were older.
Yes, and I didn't know how to rollerblade, I didn't know how to ice skate. I've never been a bigger misfit. All my friends rollerbladed in Newberry when I first moved there.
Interesting.
Great
story. I never rollerbladed either. I always saw rollerblades. I was like, those look so cool.
Dude, I'm so jealous. Watching these kids on a pond with their skates or on cement in the summer, flipping around, it looked awesome.
But rollerblades weren't really popular. I mean, maybe they got popular towards the end of my childhood, but no one in my neighborhood, like Forrest didn't have rollerblades, Aaron didn't have rollerblades, Justin didn't have rollerblades.
You were on a hill.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, but rollerblades don't have to be popular. Hockey was popular, so then you just had to get the rollerblades.
That may be it. Hockey wasn't popular.
And you know what? It was a rollerblading town. The first girl I dated, we kissed on rollerblades.
That's legit.
Yeah. I was like 6'2".
You were 6'2"?
Yeah, because in the rollerblades, they make you way taller.
Okay, I got you. Interesting. Yeah. Now your first kiss was on rollerblades?
Yeah, I was like slipping around. I mean, probably 10th, but for the story. And I'm slipping around. You know, trying to lock in, you know.
Oh, that could be dangerous, man.
Your head goes somewhere else.
Hey, we used to go to the roller skating rink and on Friday nights in seventh grade. And
rink stories!
And we'd go to the back, and that's where you'd make out, is in the back corner.
I just come right around here. We have our other skates. Whoa, kids!
What the hell's going on back here?
Hey, whoa. Put your hand down, up down her shirt.
Hey, get your mouth off her mouth. What the hell do you think you're doing?
You guys, get out of here and never come back to skate night again.
Yeah, and then they're like, hey, you can go back to the locker room. I'm like, all right, cool. Let's go ahead and go back to the locker room. So
you're talking about Preds.
Yeah, the Bruins. We walk down there and walk down the tunnel, walk right in the visitor's locker room with all the players, dude.
Yeah, you, me, JoJo, their whole clan.
Brandon.
Crew, yeah.
Jessica. And no one stopped us. It was like we own the place.
Brandon, thanks for the audio, bud.
We look like a bunch of ragtag misfits, but we did wear our Bruins chain, and we had our Bruins foam finger at the open practice.
That was clutch. That's why you always keep gifts that people get you. They did lose out in the playoffs last year. We thought, hey, when is this gift going to come back around? It did, because we're going to go backstage and be with the Bruins.
Pretty freaking awesome. So Jessica, when she tells you, hey, I'm going to get you something, Jessica gets you something. Thank you, Jessica. Here is our interview from the Bruins locker room.
I wasn't done saying
it. Oh, go ahead.
Also, we walk in the locker room. Dudes are half clothed. I think the one guy was snapping towel ass. Guys, are we good to be in here?
Yeah, Ray was like, are we allowed to video in here? I was like, I don't think we should take video in here until everybody's dressed.
They were derobed.
It was pretty... I never been, hey, can I be honest? I never been in the locker room when they're changing.
Well, and they are, and there's lady reporters in there.
But lady reporters just had to be professional.
Right. I mean, I think, yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
And
the one guy had a black eye. Some
of them dude had a big old black eye. He had a shiner on his left eye.
But I didn't
want
to look at him, so I just.
Oh, I stared at the black eye. I was like, damn, this dude's tough.
And then they had a little, they had drinks in there. Every Gatorade you can imagine, every Prime, the Logan Paul brothers. Powerades.
They had to have some kind of like mixed drink, like a.
It was an amped
vitamin
up version
drink, yeah,
of a Gatorade, and then they had gum, whatever. Maybe they chew gum while they're playing. Because our guy Coyle, he was rocking a piece of gum. They didn't know if that was our access or not. Maybe we didn't have access to the gum. We had access to everything else.
Yeah, they had hockey sticks. They had, and the dude, I mean the. I guess the laundry dudes were already starting to hang their jerseys
game. He handed me a jock, and I said, is this Coyle's? And then I held it up, and it was smaller. So it was definitely one of the other guys.
I mean, it was fantastic. So, I mean, it was so fun. I mean,
Coyle actually liked us, too.
He did.
And he scored a goal in the game after this interview.
That is impressive. We should have bet. We should have asked him, hey, dude, should we bet on you to score a goal tonight?
Bro, I didn't bring that crap up at all. I didn't even mention it in the locker room. All my questions were, hey, just dumb betting, because sometimes that's all that's in my head, and I knew you can't. That's so taboo. Never bring up betting around athletes.
I'm too scared. I don't want to get them in any trouble.
Bro, Calvin Ridley was out of the game for 8 months for betting. So I don't even talk about it. I'm like, I turn my phone off.
Like, don't even joke.
No, I didn't even joke. I'm just like, even though we were in the BetMGM lounge.
We were in the BetMGM lounge talking to the Bruins, but we can't talk betting, and they're not allowed to bet, which is like, it's wild that every commercial is a bet, 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 but hey, players, don't bet. This, your locker room is the BetMGM locker room, but don't bet. Hey, the Predators, yours is a DraftKings locker room, but you can't bet.
Dude, we were shaking hands with everybody.
Dude, those hockey players, kind of big.
Some of them are short, though. PK Subban, really short.
Yeah.
But yeah, Coyle was tall.
He was huge.
And he was actually jacked, too.
He was, I mean.
Because you can get away in hockey. You got the big jersey, you know. It's not like you're revealing your body too much. I bet some of them can have a little bit of a gut. Dude, Coyle was doing the P90X or whatever they're doing nowadays, the Peloton. What's Bones do? He does that outdoor workout, working out with trees and in the pavement and shit.
That's called the caveman workout.
Yeah, dude, that's what they're doing, man.
Yeah, so here's our interview. Hopefully you enjoy it, and yeah, I mean, we are now hockey people.
Oh, yeah. And
go
I asked,
hockey.
I asked Coyle. I said, hey, man, are you f***ing with the ice bath? Do you guys f*** with that? And he answered it.
Yeah. And I asked him, do you read this specific book? Like, is this what inspired you to like hockey? And he answered it.
Do not remember that. Wow.
I feel special being with you guys. Like I said, I listen to you guys all the time. And every morning, me and my wife. And we love it. You guys make mornings fun. And yeah, I might not be up that early, but I think I don't know if it's a rerun or on the podcast or whatever, but I still love listening, and so I'm glad you guys are here.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, I got to tell you, I got a question, because some of me, I'm a little bit hockey dumb. Okay, like, I watch hockey, because we didn't have hockey growing up in Texas. We had, like, a minor league team, and I went and watched the fights. So my question is, what, you guys get called for roughing. You are rough the whole game. What is roughing?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I don't even know. I think I might be hockey dumb too, because I can't even answer that question. Sometimes you're just a little too rough. I don't know. I'm not a ref. That's a tough job. I just try to play and try to be rough but not too rough. It's try to find that line. I don't know. It's tough sometimes, but I know you guys like the fights, and
no,
that's how we get the fans. It's a fight first, and then.
No, because the playoffs, I watched the playoffs. I used to, when I was a kid, I'd watch Mario Lemieux, you know, till 2 in the morning, because they'd go to 4 OTs, the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I got to go to school in the morning, but I got to find out who won. They don't fight in the playoffs.
No, it kind of dies down a little bit, because you don't sometimes fight, and you can take stupid penalties, and then you're in the box, the team goes in the power play, you score, and then boom, momentum switches. So playoffs are a big deal, so it kind of dies down. And but it does get rough in the playoffs. I think it gets a little rough when the refs kind of let that go a little more.
I got a question. So I'm from Michigan, so I know the A and all that and how those people talk and stuff. But I moved there late, and all the dudes were already on ice. Did you start on rollerblades, or how did that go? Because I was just late to the game.
I did a little of both. I think I started on the ice, though, but they kind of went hand in hand. So you go to the rink, you play. I loved it when I started, so I started on the ice. And then at home, just being around around the house with the neighborhood kids, you get on the blades. And so I loved doing both.
Did you ever want to be, not saying you were like, what are the ones on ice, the figure skaters? Did you ever think going
that direction? Oh, yeah, like the Olympics, you know what I mean? You have a partner like Nastia Lukin. No, she's a gymnast. Krista Yamaguchi.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
No, you know, I had two older sisters, and one played hockey, and one did a little figure skating. I kind of shied away from that. I liked the hockey, but there were guys who I grew up playing against, guys in the NHL now. I think Jeff Skinner is one of them. He grew up figure skating. And he's one of the best skaters in the league. So I kind of envy that now. Kind of wish I did figure skating growing up.
Did you start on the, like, when you played hockey as a kid, did you go to a rink or did you guys go play on the frozen ponds?
We did both.
Hey.
Just hopefully the ponds are frozen. I had a little pond across the street at my neighbor's house. My other neighbor would build a backyard rink in the wintertime. So I remember coming home from school and you go over and check it, put your foot on, hopefully you don't fall through, and then you can play. That was the best thing in the world.
But all you got to do is trap it. You put some 2x4s and just let the hose run, right, eh?
Yeah, I can. That right in. Yeah, it's exactly what you do. You know what you're talking about.
My dad used to play on the frozen ponds in Chicago, and he said once they would send the little brother out there on the ice to see if it was good or not, and if he did it was okay. But once they started lifting the puck, he's like, oh, we're out. Screw this. Now, when it comes to fighting, is there ever a time when someone drops the glove and you're like, oh, man, I don't want to fight him. He's going to kick my ass.
Yeah, I think you kind of – I'm not big on fighting. We have a couple of guys who like to do that a little more, but there's certain guys you kind of know what to expect, and maybe I shouldn't mess with this guy or maybe I can mess with this guy, but I you don't see me do a lot of that. I just, like I said, I try to do just rough enough without getting a penalty, without starting a fight. But some guys on our team are a little more meant for that type of game.
I'm curious, do you guys do ice baths? Because I've picked it up, so I'll do it on a Saturday with a hangover, and my chick's always making fun of me because I'm not an athlete. Now, you guys have to do the ice baths, right?
Don't have to, but I do it every day, actually. And it's huge for that. It wakes you right up, no matter what. You're hungover, you're...
Whatever. Oh, but you guys don't, not during the season, you're not hungover.
Never, okay. Never at all. No, we're straight arrows all the time. That's just what we do. We don't have any fun either. And but the ice baths are awesome. Wakes you right up. I do it in the morning, and I do it before games as well.
Like in the hotel room, you do it?
No, like here at the rink. We just they usually have a tub here somewhere, and you fill it up and hop right in, dunk under for a few seconds, and it's like having a cup of coffee.
I've done an ice bath after I ran a marathon, and it was the most amazing thing ever. And then I never did it again because I'm not a real athlete. So maybe what I'm saying is after my Wednesday night co-ed soccer games, you're telling me I should tell my wife, hey, have an ice bath when I get home.
Absolutely. If she loves you that much and she'll get it ready for you, it's a game changer. Actually, maybe not at night. You're trying to wind down, right? So do it in the morning or do it before.
Hey, I've heard sometimes, like, you know, Aaron Rodgers plays wherever he does in New York now, but he still has a house in LA or
like
something.
Three
they live in other cities. So do you live in Boston, like in the Southy area, or you live like maybe up in New York, eh?
No way. No, I'm from Boston. I'm from south of the city, half hour. So there's a part of Boston called Southy. But I'm from the south.
Yeah, that's where southeast where the rough. That's you don't want to go. That's
Whitey Bulger. You don't get caught there. Yeah. Whitey's still walking around. But no.
Just when you were young, were you just so much better than everybody else? Like, what, you know? Because I'm starting. My kids are starting t-ball and soccer. You know, they're 5, 4, and 2, and you already have parents that are like, "Oh, my kid's going pro," and it's like, "Stop, guys!" Like, when did you know you were going pro?
Probably when I played my first NHL game. I always wanted to play hockey as long as I could because I loved it. I wasn't always the best player, but I just loved to do it. So I tried to work hard at it, and hopefully I could keep going. So I just tried to believe that and put in the work. And sometimes you get lucky. You have good parents, good support system. So I'm very lucky to be in the position. And you realize when you're older how much your parents help you and the opportunities they give you. So I'm very lucky and fortunate, and Boston's a big sports city. They love their hockey there, so we have a lot of leagues and things like that to kind of help us and propel us and give us opportunities.
Who are you friends with, athlete-wise?
The guys.
Like some stud, like some Celtics, or, you know, yeah, obviously your teammates, but any of those guys?
Honestly, you haven't met a lot of the Celtics guys. I feel like we're not really around too much. You know, we're on the road, they're home, or vice versa. Worked out with a few of the Pats guys. David Andrews is one, worked out with him. He's an awesome guy. Haven't met a lot of the Red Sox either, so I got to venture out more. I'm starting to realize I might be just a homebody, and I got to get out more, meet some guys. But
do you watch anything besides hockey? Like, are you a sports fan, or are you just a hockey fan?
No. Sometimes you play too much, and not too much. You play a lot, and you're watching video and this and that, so you go home, it's hockey on. Like, some guys just don't like watching, like, other teams play and all that. So I like football. I love watching football on the Pats and baseball in the postseason, love that. And then Celtics, too, mostly postseason. And when the games get a little more, you know, everyone's a little involved and the atmosphere is awesome and there's nothing like it. And the Boston teams are usually pretty good, so we got to do our part to stay up there.
Now, I've been wearing this gear. See, this gear was...
It looks great, by the way.
Okay.
I can't wear that, but you can wear it pretty well.
Because this came to me in the mail. A big package came last year. And, I mean, I don't like to bring up last year because it's kind of sad. But we're moving on because we're like... But I want to know, like, as a player, like, how long does it take you to get over the end of a season?
I'll let you know when it happens. It still stings. Those, when you don't win, and especially when you have a good team or... You make it to the finals, and it's right there. It hurts even more than getting knocked out in four games the first round, you know. It's because you realize when you get older and you play more, you don't play on these good teams every year. So you want to take advantage of it, and when you don't come through and win, it hurts. And I think you talk to any of the guys who have lost in finals and are playing on good teams, and they should have won, they didn't. It stings, and you can never get it back. So, but that's why you keep playing and come back the next year, so... Hopefully this year is the year.
All right, yeah. Thanks, Charlie. Yep, see you later, man. Oh, don't forget your jock.
Hey, don't miss the bus, man. Hey, Charlie, we're going to go to commercial. Thanks for joining the Sore Losers. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Yo.
I had a...
Hold on, man.
Oh.
Sound of the weekend.
Sorry. I thought you were going to wait home until you got home to do that.
No, man. Started a little early.
All right. What kind you got there?
It's a Bud Light. Dude, sometimes in the weekend, it just makes you think different. You know? I just got in weekend mode. I was like, screw it, man. I'm drinking it.
I understand. My I guess the other night I turned it over to the MLB Network channel, whatever channel that is on the TV, before I went to bed and watching a little bit of baseball, a couple innings.
What's the problem with YouTube TV? Don't got a lot of those.
Don't know what game I was even watching. I just turned it on because whatever.
Tokyo and the Dragons.
No. And I turned it off and I went to bed. And the next day, I guess my five-year-old, he wakes up first of the kids and he watches a little TV before school. So after school, he comes home.
Gets the newspaper, reads it, orange juice, the whole thing.
And he says, Dada, did you know the Astros won yesterday? And I said, what? How do you know that? He goes, I was watching it. The next day, they were showing it again. I said, oh, he goes, yeah. They won 10-0.
While your dad was at work, yeah.
I was like, wow, that's pretty cool, man. I was like, do you know how many hits the other team got? He goes, oh, they got 0 hits. The Astros, the other team got 0 hits. I'm like, this dude sat there and paid attention to the highlights. And remember, they won 10-0.
It was a no-hitter.
That they threw a no-hitter. And I was just like, this is awesome.
This is my son.
It is moments like that
that
it's like, man, this dude's going to love sports like I do.
But you got to feel, man. You're around the kid. You're taking him to sporting events. He's got your jeans. You got the TV always blasting Spurs in Kansas. It's kind of, in a way, he's going to be a sports fan. It would be so against the grain if he wasn't. Like my nephew, my sister is maybe a bigger sports fan than me. That's why he's so into sports. And he was raised by my dad, and, I mean, I was around him a lot. So much sports in my family, he was bound to be a pitcher, bound to be a basketball player.
It's not bound to be anything, because my four-year-old, he still is only mildly interested in watching a game if it's on TV.
Maybe too young. I'm talking about ages I don't know, but.
No, because my five-year-old was into it at 3 years old. Like, he would watch a game with me at three. And he would do he does the chants at the NSC game. Whereas my four-year-old,
we do the tomahawk chop, right?
He enjoys the games, but he doesn't sit there and watch them. He won't tell me the scores. He doesn't know the jersey numbers. He knows a couple of the players' names on NSC soccer, but that's it. Like, he's not hardcore. My five-year-old is hardcore. And the fact that he watched highlights and remembered it, I was just saying, I was very excited.
Dad moment, dad bod, dad proud.
And
dad
that's
life.
A.
We got dad. This is what guys. This is what happens when you spitball a bit name. It sounds like crap. Only got to give.
And sorry if some of the audio on the interview sounded like crap. We're not used to getting interviews, so we got to start wearing headphones or something during.
Thank the local guys. Local Brandon out of Boston.
We need to start wearing headphones so we can hear the audio and see how it sounds. Sorry if that interview was not good, but Charlie Coyle, thank you for your time. Boston Bruins, thank you for your time.
And so that's the danger, is what I tell Lunchbox when we go film these YouTubers. Here in the studio, we always got headphones. We know if we're popping. That didn't pop. You always know. When I'm down on Broadway, bro, I just had the headphones around my neck that one time. I wasn't actually listening to them. Unless you got earphones to it, folks, you never know what the audio sounds like. Yes. I'm an audio guy.
So we got to get better about that, especially if we're going to take interviews on the road, because then we come back and the interviews aren't crisp or perfect, but it was still awesome. But anyway,
Brandon's email, hey man, it might not sound that great, and I sent him back, I go, dude, our quality level's like rock bottom, so this will pass. We don't have very high standards.
Now I got to talk about the story that has been captivating America. No, it's not the crime pod, even though it could be a crime.
My sexuality.
No,
I'm gay.
It's two girls, I mean, that I used to watch on TLC. They are connected. They have a connected body, but they have two heads. They're the Hensel sisters.
Mm.
And it came out that this week that conjoined twin Abby is now married. She married a dude.
Necessary.
I understand, but no. But I have so many questions.
How do you shower? How do you
work? No. I understand how they shower. They both go to the shower.
Right, but not getting grossed out. You're seeing a naked person, you know? Your naked sibling. You still shower with Batter the Box?
What up, everybody? Right. It's Batter's Box.
I don't shower with.
They only have one body. So it's not seeing a naked sibling. My thing is, how does this dude, like when I saw them back in the day, they used to have a TV show and I'd watch it. I used to think there's no way they'll ever be able to date.
Kinky.
But now one of them is married. He didn't marry both of them. He only married one of them.
Right. It's not how people look or how they are, this, that, and the other. It's all about how do you feel around somebody. Some dude felt a special feeling when he was next to the one girl. They ended up having to get married.
I understand that, Ray, but they have to be intimate. They have to have sex.
Right.
They say, so what does the other girl do?
Right, but in today's society, yeah, he's hooking up with both of them. But I mean, that's just
No, but he's not. He doesn't kiss the other one.
I get it. Their personalities are different. They just said, hey, it's going to be awkward. This is going to be really weird. My boyfriend, husband is going to hook up with you two. And she said, we're in this. This is it. So, dude, it's the hand you're dealt. Nobody's perfect. We're all dealt a different hand. I give those girls props and the dude props. That is how you take a two card, a four card, and you wait for the fucking river card, and it's an ace. And that's your fucking ace in a hole. That's what I'm talking about. The river card is the attitude, and their attitude is 10 times better than anybody else on this planet.
Their attitude's amazing. The whole thing is amazing.
Ray, you hook up with my wife.
But it's also fascinating.
Let's be conjoined.
No, stop. I'm being... Like, how do, like, do they...
No, that's what you're saying. Do you want to recreate it? Ray, you and me.
No.
Two legs.
Because one controls the left side of the body, one controls the right. So does when they're hooking up, does she only use the right hand?
I don't know. It's a discussion. It's an awkward one that has to take place. But we've all had those conversations with your kid. Hey, son.
No.
Here you go. It's going to be a Jimmy. It's a little lambskin. You're going to pull over old Woody.
Then...
Coach, everything's awkward. You just roll with it, man, and then you die.
So can the other girl, the other half of the twins, does she go on dates?
So she has to say, you know, maybe she likes him a little bit too, and she's like, hey, you be intimate with him. I'm just over here. I don't necessarily need to get married. Maybe she doesn't need that urge to get married. Not everybody does. But she's also around the dude a lot, so I'm sure she likes him a ton. It's not, she hates him and the one girl loves him. They both probably have a pretty good liking for him. The one is just his.
But the one is the only one that gets kissed.
Yeah.
Which has to be weird when they're kissing when you're right there.
Yeah.
And.
I mean, you're like trying to think of it in your head. Ray, it's a rock.
No. It's not. I just have so many questions. Like, did they meet on a dating app and her picture was just of her, and then he shows up for the date, and there's two chicks? Or is it like, hey, you're getting the right side. Like, in this picture, I'm the one on the right.
Dude, I mean, it's just that we have deemed that different. What if our whole society had two heads?
Well, then it would be normal.
Right, we were once monkeys.
It is different. And then the line in the article that stuck out to me the most.
Ray, I still eat bananas.
Is the girls, they both currently teach fourth grade.
Right.
Well, no crap. They it ain't going to say one of them teaches fourth grade.
That's what I'm saying. They all pretty much do everything the same. He can only legally marry one of them. Okay. Maybe just for the newspaper article, he hooks up with them all. It's a polygamous.
No, my question though also, how the hell do they teach fourth grade? If you were in fourth grade and you walked in and you have...
I mean, dude, better than the fourth grade hand we were dealt... Those teachers hated life. They all went home to their single-bedroom apartment. All summer, they drank wine. Not one of them did a lesson plan the night before. It was 5 minutes before class. I bet they talk about a conversation starter. You can go any which way of ways. Hey, guys, we have two heads. Let's talk about anything. I mean, dude, every day you walk into that class, eyes wide shut. Open. So, there you go.
Because I know you're right. My fourth grade teacher was terrible.
Actually, mine was fine. Just for the sake of the story, it was second grade. Fourth, they started to suck. First grade, Miss Sanchez, awesome. Latina, I mean, she had some fire. Then once you get to fourth, I believe that was Mr. Vivi and Miss Nelson was in there. Might have been younger. Was it Vivi and Nelson? Vivi, dude, just smoked like a chain smoker. He'd smoke on property. He'd get in trouble because his house was right next door. And so he'd start smoking once he was walking past the buses. And so they had to tell him, hey, you can't smoke on school grounds. You have to wait until you're in your front yard before you can light up, you know? I mean, the Juul would have benefited him greatly, but he was the wrong generation for that.
Yeah, a little too early.
Yeah.
I had Miss Kangas.
He would have been a great Juul guy.
In fourth grade, I had Miss Kangas, and she hated all the boys. She was sexist. absolutely hated the dudes.
Man.
She was all about...
Ray, we got it the worst. White male.
No, she just was so mean, so sexist, and I would tell my parents every single day, you guys have to get me out of her class. You have to get me out of there. It is miserable.
Dude, your dad came home from a long day of working on houses, and that's the talk you had with him?
Every day, man.
Wow. I would have turned the other cheek and not had that conversation.
My parents' rule, though, was... Once you're in a class, you don't get out. You finish the year.
Interesting rule. Hey, what a thing to stick on.
That's the hill they wanted to die on. That's the hill they wanted to die on.
I'm on my second day.
Because they assumed that, you know, as a kid, you're just like, okay, you're overblowing it. Maybe you're being disruptive. And then my mom came and volunteered on Valentine's Day for the Valentine's Day party. She walked into the classroom, and there was no party. We were all doing worksheets and homework.
And so she found out Miss Kangas.
And they were like, wow, Miss Kangas. And they figured it out. That they were completely wrong. And that is, they tell me to this day, that was one of their biggest mess-ups as a parent, was not getting me out of her class. Because after fourth grade, I was done with school. Hated it. Nope. Out. Checked out. Fourth class grade act. Ruined it. Miss Kangas. And then a year and a half later... Miss Kangas decided teaching wasn't for her. She quit in the middle of the year.
Wow.
Middle of the year, said, I'm out. Peace out. Can't do it anymore.
Traded to another school? Or?
No, traded professions, traded lives. I don't know what happened to her. Miss Kangas, if you're listening, you sucked as a teacher.
I don't think I ever had a teacher that didn't finish out their contract.
Yeah, because my buddy Aaron, his little brother Brandon, was in her class a year and a half after I was, and she quit mid-year, just like, didn't Dude. Come back from Christmas break.
Teaching's tough. I dated a girl. You met her, Holly. Damn it. Ooh. I didn't mean to say her name.
Was that?
Her name was Molly.
Molly. Was yeah. that before you were married?
Before I was married, okay. Molly. And remember this, you met her. It was in Austin. And she told me, she said, summer's off is the worst because you become an alcoholic. She said, I finish off a bottle of wine every week. Sometimes two. And it was sad. So, but she said, it goes crazy, hectic, to you really do have 3 months off where all... Every day of the week is off.
It's just vacation.
And you get paid. I believe you get paid more during the school year, and it still comes through, funnels a little bit in the summer, but there's still money coming in.
Oh, I thought. No. See, this is what I thought about teachers. I was worried that they got paid through the first day of school to the last day of school, and they had to budget their money.
No.
And just.
Contract, dude. They get paid. And that's the greatest thing about it all. You just keep thinking, man, summer. I mean, dude, think about us. We look forward to our vacations a little bit.
Yeah.
3 months off, that's something you look forward to.
Dude, that would, oh my God.
And you get to appreciate it. As a kid, it would seem like forever away. As a teacher, you're a month away from 3 months.
Oh, you're counting
down.
Dude,
that month would be gold. Like, if you're a teacher, February, March, April, the easiest months ever, because you're like, hey, trip, planning, trip. Whole summer off.
Yeah, we're April 5th. They're like a month away. Like, I know our teacher, the 8 teachers in New Mexico that celebrate with the slippery nipples or the buttery nipples when they get done, they only got a month left.
Dates are all weird, dude. Michigan, Wyoming, it was always September 5th. My birthday is when we started, and we were always done in May, but then I moved to Michigan, and we were done in June.
Oh, June!
Yeah, we go because of the snow days.
Didn't think about that.
Yeah, you get 3 weeks off during the school year because of snow, so then it goes into the summer.
Kinda brutal.
Kind of sucks.
It does kind of suck. But you know what doesn't suck? Is we're about to take a break because we're headed to the Final Four. And we can't play One Shining Moment. Damn it. I thought we were going to go to it. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
The scheduling's terrible. We're already trying to plan a brunch with Justin and Angelina. Don't think Angelina knows yet about it. And then maybe
it's a surprise.
No, she just hasn't been invited yet. Oh. A couple other usual suspects. But the game started 5 and midnight. Guys, can we put one on a matinee? We go brunch and then what do you do? Baser's trying to say putt-whack. I ain't going to putt-whack because they include trivia and they include weird-ass games that aren't putt-putt. When I go to putt-putt, I want club, I want hole, I want a winner and a loser. I'm not trying to say, when did Britney Spears take off her top and show her wet nipple? I don't care. It's not trivia. I want putt-whack, not putt-jack.
Oh, see, then I would have said, I didn't know she did that. Let me Google the images.
Know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's scheduling. It's Super Bowl's on a Sunday. Give it to me on a Saturday. Final Four's on a Saturday night? What about noon on a Saturday? That'd be pimp. I don't plan it. I just watch it.
Because more people are going to be at home in front of a TV at night is the reason. I mean, tonight you have the women.
Right, is that Caitlin Clark?
Caitlin Clark versus Paige Buchers.
Okay.
UConn and Iowa, and then NC State plays South Carolina.
Nailed it.
Well, I haven't watched any of their games. I don't know anything about that. I just know South Carolina's undefeated.
I may make it till about 6 p.m. I'm drinking a whole pack of beer, and I'm passing out, and then brunch tomorrow. Dude, I'm exhausted from this week, so I'll miss the women's, but I do want to watch every bit of the games on Saturday night.
I will watch the games on Saturday night. I'm going to cancel the NSC game. I'm not going to go. There's a soccer game.
When did you get canceled?
No, I didn't get canceled, but the weather is calling for a high of 61 tomorrow, which means at 7:30 kickoff, it'll probably be like 50, maybe 40s, and that's a little cold. Don't want the kids complaining about cold.
What are those tickets going for?
They're like...
I'll pass.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you said... Say before the money comes out.
He said, I'll pass. All right, cool. But, I mean, this is where we got his. I mean, I so want Purdue to lose. God, I want Purdue to lose.
So I kind of thought about betting it, but then I'm kind of just all locked in on these long shots. 9.5 for North Carolina State. They have so much magic in them right now, and they got a lot of fairy dust. Give me the 9.5.
I'm taking 9.5.
Yeah.
I would take 9.5. I don't know how, but... God, Purdue gets hot from outside. They kill him, but I don't know if DJ Burns will be able to do anything against Edie.
And that's the dumb thing about betting. I still haven't seen North Carolina State play. Bro, so I'm telling you something.
So you're just going blind.
I'm just going by. They are hot. They have not stopped winning in almost double digits. I mean, Purdue ain't winning by 20, and North Carolina State ain't winning by 10. So you kind of got to get to that. I mean, it's like I feel like you'll feel better and not be as puckered with 9.5. Purdue having to win by 10 the whole game, that's a big number. I feel like he'll be puckered a majority of it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to watch to see if DJ Burns can do anything against the big fella, the guy that just camps in the lane. They never call it. They don't call 3 seconds. They don't call, hey, you got to get out of lane. He doesn't move. They don't call fouls on him. I don't know how you get a rebound over him. But what I would never do, I would never double team Zach Edey.
Because he's bad at the free throw line.
He's okay at the free throw line, but why would you?
I would check your stats on that. He's terrible at the free throw line because I've thought about it multiple times. Why don't they hack a Shaq the dude?
Well, then you'd run out of fouls.
Run out. I play with 4 players. Just keep getting him at the line.
I don't think I would ever double team Zach Edey just because let him free throw percentage. He is 70%.
Okay.
Not terrible.
Yeah, not Hack-a-Shack territory.
Yeah, but I would just let him try to get 40 points. That's fine. As long as the guys aren't hitting threes.
That's a great point.
Like, let him, like, dump it down to him and let him sloth. He gets 55. Those okay, baby, great.
Dude, those baby hooks of his, though, it's so easy. When they score, a team makes a jump shot, damn, tough jump shot, great, 2 points. Him, boom, little bunny hook. Okay, they just got 2 points. Awesome.
Yeah.
It's the easiest 2 points ever.
It is the easiest 2 points. But I'm saying, let him shoot it 40 times.
I agree with that.
Never double team him and take your chances.
Yeah.
Because when you double team him, triple team him, he kicks it out to a three, and you let those guys get hot, that's when you're in trouble.
I'm confident in knowing they're not going to win the championship. So if you're from West Lafayette, I'm sorry to break that to you. They're just really not. I've watched enough basketball in my day. That's a team that's not winning. UConn is a buzzsaw.
Yeah.
The only thing that could happen is Purdue, since they are a favorite against North Carolina State, they win that game, which they're supposed to. But I feel like North Carolina State will cover the 9.5. You go to the championship, if Alabama somehow upsets UConn, Purdue could definitely beat Alabama.
Oh, no, no. They would win. I think Purdue, if Alabama gets there, but here's the thing. Alabama, I don't know if they'll be able to stop UConn one time.
High scoring?
There is no D.
You hear that?
In Alabama.
Over 160. Roll damn tide.
Is that what it is, over under? It's going way over.
Yeah.
Alabama, they don't play defense. They don't care about defense. They're not even acting like they care about defense. They want you to shoot it within 3 seconds of getting down there because they're going to go down there and shoot it within 3 seconds.
And we could have saw it here in Nashville if somebody would actually go to me or come with me.
You never invited me.
Yeah, we were down there next to the stadium.
And then you were like, all right, let's go home. And I was like, okay.
I thought that was the vibe.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to pay $150 for tickets.
I wanted to post that video, too, that got 400 views.
But I do want to say, that little point guard for Alabama, he's awesome.
Right, and Bob Menery said he's going to be great in the league. Is he a Jalen Brunson type?
That's what someone said. They compared him to Jalen Brunson.
Bro, I really don't watch any of these shows.
On Twitter. That's where I saw it.
Because I don't want to copy other people. I like him. He has a lot of the same skill set as Jalen Brunson.
Kind
of
looks like him. Short, left-handed, and he's probably not short compared to everybody else. But Alabama doesn't play D. UConn is going to run them out of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the building. I mean, I don't know if they're going to win, but I don't know if they're going to cover. But all they do is win by double digits in March.
So we have our national champion.
UConn.
And game hasn't even been played.
Here's the good news for UConn.
Games.
UConn's campus, they have removed all the light poles from the campus because last year, after they won, they caused $550,000 in damage to all the light poles, so they took them all down.
Dude, sucks to be maintenance. Because I did work maintenance.
I mean, that sucks.
At Texas State, and that's the type of stuff we did. We would go hang flags at the top of the stadium. At times, they had me do some trash work, but I didn't really go on campus and do that maintenance. But, dude, the people that suffer because of that, maintenance workers, that sucks.
So if you're in Storrs, Connecticut, make sure you bring a flashlight with you for the next couple of nights because you're not going to be able to see because there's going to be no streetlights.
That blows, bro. And all the times when, anytime there's any type of vandalism, it's the maintenance guys that are out there scrubbing it. Pretty chill job most days of the year except for after a national championship. Because really all you're doing is putzing around. Hey, man. Hey, Bob. Hey, we got a light out over near gymnasium, too. Can you go get that changed? Yep. Sorry, man. I was taking a nap. Don't even worry about changing it. Just make sure you're changed by tonight because it's daylight today. Oh, okay. Sorry, I was eating Sonic, man. I mean, dude, it is a great job. Dude, when there's no maintenance, being a maintenance person is the easiest job there is.
And you just drive around the golf cart like you're looking for something.
It's beautiful.
You put a rake and a ladder in your back of the little golf cart, and everybody's like, oh, they're going to do something. And really, you're just driving around looking at the co-eds.
See, that's another position. At my apartment complex, maintenance guys, the only guys that had smiles on their face. Love their life. There was a pool party. We'd always have extra leftover keg. Not because of me. I always floated mine.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, maintenance guys would take them to their apartments.
Really?
Yeah, they'd get a whole keg they'd get to have at their apartment. Maintenance has its perks, except for whenever that's April 12th or after Super Bowl Sunday in a city where the Super Bowl was.
Yeah.
That's when you don't want to work there.
I'm announcing UConn men's national champ.
Caitlin Clark.
No, I think South Carolina's going to win it.
Yeah, they're low.
I think the two favorites are going to win it. That's sad. No upsets. Final four. College basketball is about to be over.
Was there a buzzer beater this year? This is almost worse than the pandemic.
No. But it was still good games. But we're going to get a buzzer beater this weekend. NC State buzzer beater against Purdue. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Dude, so here's the thing. College basketball is almost over. Eric Musselman's going to USC. And people are like, I can't believe he would leave Arkansas. What a traitor. I'm like,
Bones is going to kill somebody. When did that happen?
Yesterday.
Oh, he's about to blister somebody's asshole.
But my question is, why would he not go to USC? Would you rather live in sunny California on the beach, or would you rather live in Arkansas?
Mountain Pine, baby.
I mean, not to be rude to Arkansas, but what the hell? What would you pick? You would pick USC, millions of dollars, enjoy the beautiful life of L.A., You turn that basketball program around. Guess what? Guess you get to hang out with celebrities like Snoop Dogg.
Did you see Bronny James?
Bronny James is declared for the NBA draft.
Hold on, go back 10 stories. Did you see who was at USC yesterday?
Who?
Travis Scott.
See, that's what I mean.
Our friend Sarah from Lids. Remember, she sent us those hats.
Yeah.
She was on campus. Got to meet Travis Scott. The school was wrapped around every building, waiting in line to meet him.
What's he doing at USC? You know where he went to school?
Right, but he's not in Arkansas.
No, he went to UTSA.
Right, but he's proving the point that you're making.
Yes.
It's better than Arkansas.
It's better than Arkansas.
But that's not my point. My point is I partied in Fayetteville. Dude, Dixon Street, it's a vibe, bro.
Is it pretty good?
Yeah. I mean, I remember going in one bar. They had taken these shots that apparently are in ice, and you maybe pound the table and the ice falls on the ground. Dude, me and Ahmad were walking through it. I mean, 3 inches of your shoes were wet because there was so much water on the ground. I thought a sprinkler went off. I thought like they had a flooding issue. They said, no, it's every night like this on a Friday night because people do so many ice shots. Fayetteville's a vibe, bro.
Yeah. No, I get it. I'm not saying it's a bad place. I just don't see how anybody would expect anybody to stay somewhere where they can go to L.A. and live on the beach.
Did he go to USC to coach Bronny?
No. Yeah. And then Bronny said, I'm out. Bronny's going NBA.
Somebody going to pick him up? 3 points a game?
He's going to test the NBA waters. He's going to work out for NBA teams. And if he gets bad feedback, he's going to enter the transfer portal.
Le Puppet Master. He's trying to get his son to play with him 1 year before Bron's back goes out. So he's got to get his son on the Lakers.
LeBron. Le Planner is saying, hey, you got to go pro next year because I got one more year. I don't think he has 2 years left.
Not a lot left.
Yeah, lay left.
Lay tired.
Lay playoffs, play-in tournament. they're going to be
lit. Dude, what time?
Was that Cop Spring Break?
What time is that show on, and why has that not been on TV the past 20 years?
Yeah, let me go check that out. Let me see if that's a real thing.
That might be must-see TV. Guys, we found your Friday night programming. On Fox News, they have Cop Spring Break, and it's Spring Break right now.
Oh.
This is amazing.
Hold on.
Dude, I'm not going to bed at 6 tonight.
I am not going to bed. No, you can go to bed at 6 because a new release dropping every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central. The season made up of 5 episodes showcasing the uptick in crime when spring breakers take over hotspots.
Dude, this is must-see TV.
From intoxicated college students to jet ski wipeouts, cameras accompany law enforcement as they patrol the beaches to crack down on the unruly partygoers. Fox Nation, Cops, Spring Break.
Dude, we have got to watch that.
We will be reporting Monday. Hey, screw the Final Four. Screw everything else. Cops, Spring Break just took over the TV.
I thought Cops got it buried. I thought that show was
I thought
done.
It was over.
Yeah.
It's back.
You guys don't, if you guys aren't our age, you don't know. That was the show when
the
we
show.
Were kids.
It was so freaking good.
Yeah.
And some people like to be blurred out, and then other people let them show their face. And I've always wondered, I don't know anybody that was on Cops, but I want to know is, if you appeared on Cops and you let them unblur your face.
Pay,
and the charges are less, or is it just like, you get your 5 minutes of fame for being the drunk guy that ran into the convenience store with your truck.
Freaking chasing people through neighborhoods.
So awesome.
It was great.
Oh, my God.
It just went away.
Yeah, I think it was a liability issue.
It had to have been. Filming it. Hey, you're trying to solve crimes, and you also got a camera crew running around. A camera guy may have gotten hurt or something.
Dude, I thought about that all the time. It's like, how do these camera dudes... Hey, keep up. And aren't they worried about, like, if someone turns around, pop, 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 start shooting, and they're just holding the camera?
Bro, you realize Amazing Race? Everything amazing those racers are doing, the camera guys are too, with a camera on their shoulder. We don't give them credit.
Those cameramen have to be in such good shape.
Yes. They should show them. I really wish Amazing Race, here's an idea, guys. Why not show the camera people? That would be truly fascinating, them running. If you have then another camera person behind the camera people so we get to see the third wall. That would be awesome. That's how you up these shows. Survivor, I want to see the camera guy, sunburnt, sitting in the, you know, you think that lady's tired? No, look at the camera guy. He's got blisters from sitting in the sun all day.
Then also, does the Amazing Race people, are they running backwards as they're filming? Like, how are they filming...
Well, some of it's got to be on rollers, you know, but how fast can you push a roller? If they're on cement, you know, if it's something where they can actually... But cameras, dude, you always want to put the camera on something if it's still. So I bet they have little tripods that roll with wheels on the bottom. But when they're on rocks and rugged terrain, that's straight putting it on your shoulder and just running. I realized that filming you on Broadway, dude. I was exhausted with the iPhone. Because I was filming. If you guys watch our videos of me and lunch on Broadway at Hockeyville, USA... Guys, remember, I had the camera, the iPhone on my shoulder that whole time.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, I just got an email. You want to hear an email?
Yep. Let me hit it.
Hey, Lunch. Are you looking to grow your podcast?
Yes.
At Grow Media, we specialize in podcast editing and repurposing at scale to accelerate content reach and distribution.
We're a grower, not a shower.
We're trusted by leading podcasters and podcast marketing companies such as something that I've never heard of to grow their contact. Up for a quick call? We'd love to do a sample edit. Regards, Casey. Grow Media.
We call them on the podcast?
Yeah, except for, I got a question. How do you spell specialize?
S-P-E-C-I-A-L-I-Z-E.
Okay, they have S-E, so I don't even know if it's real.
Maybe S-E. I'm not, spelling's my one weakness.
That's it?
Yeah. Good at other subjects.
It's Z-E, you're right. Can't trust them.
Yeah.
All right.
Spelling error in paragraph 2, we'll pass.
Yeah. All right, guys, have a good weekend. We're out of here.
A little text with Justin?
Oh, you want a text with Justin? You didn't tell me you had that.
1, 2, 3.
Text with Justin!
And Bazer's included on this one. We had talked about brunch. We said brunch downtown Saturday, and Justin, instead of just saying yes, goes, that could be arranged. No idea what that means.
That means it could happen.
And then I said, I'll call Double Dogs. It's where Ashley works.
Funny.
Yeah. Justin and Ashley had a pass before. And then,
she's a waitress.
She was, I believe now she's full time at her other job. I'll have
Got
to
it.
Ask her. And then our buddy, there was like some 60-year-old retired guy who used to live at Bell's Bluff. And Justin goes, his name was Fritz. And he said, yeah, Fritz works there now, so I should be able to get a 1% discount for us. he said, Justin said on Saturday he's going to go for the 999. Do you have any idea what that is?
9 beers, 9 shots, 9 mixed drinks.
Damn, close. 999 is 9 pork missiles, 9 beers, and 9 innings of baseball. That's it. That was Tags from Justin.
Oh, dang it.
That was good. That was good.
All right.
Hey, end the podcast while it was good, dude.
Yeah. I hope that interview was pretty good. I don't know. And I have the Yankees over 4.5 runs today.
Hopefully they see this before the game starts or listen to this.
The game's already in. They're the top of the first.
It'll benefit not at all.
Yeah.
Also, small question, benefiting. How does Coyle benefit from that interview? Does he?
No. He doesn't. He hasn't.
So then why would he do it?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure why he would like.
Because he really did give us his time. I believe he missed his 12:15 bus.
Yeah, he missed the bus back to the hotel.
That's when you start to go into the ballpark of a nice person. I mean, even I'm a pretty nice person, but I would even say, hey, guys, it's 12:15. I got to catch my bus. He never said that.
No, he didn't.
But then it did give him good karma and he got the goal, though.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very interested in why he did. And then, I don't know, but yeah, he...
Because, Ray, we don't interview.
No, I'm just saying, like, what does Charlie Coyle get out of it?
Right, because we're not on SportsCenter. We're not a big media place.
Maybe he just likes us. And I think he likes us more after the interview. Your questions were fantastic.
Coach, I thought about him. I was so exhausted. I thought about them with tenths of a second left, and then I would ask the question. It would just randomly enter my head.
But it's great.
But there were times when you were about to go to me, I wouldn't even know. My question was going to be, favorite color? I literally had nothing.
That's a great question.
I literally had nothing.
I do wonder what his favorite color is.
Jock strap size? Coach, I had nothing at times.
That would have been a good question. What size jersey does he wear? Or are they all the same size?
I felt the Preds lady. She was in there. She may be in a couple of our – I can post a couple videos. She was on pens and needles. Is that the terminology?
Yeah.
Where she was just waiting for a question to be asked that was inappropriate.
And she was going to cut us off?
Because we really didn't have credentials or anything. We rolled in there with fingers, and you had the gold chain.
Yeah, and we walked right by, and they're like, oh, yeah, come on in. Like, the security center, they didn't check anything. I was like, all right, cool. Dressing room back here? Yeah, go ahead. All right, cool.
I feel like the one security guy that you guys first saw that ran into it, he was the guy that stopped everybody and just was like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah, but then after that, we could have gone out on the ice, I think. Pretty wild. And you know what I find out interesting? The coach doesn't go to the practice.
There's the side guys, though.
Yeah, but the head coach wasn't there. Didn't know that.
The one side guy was slapping his stick, and I don't
know. He was telling him.
We never released that footage, but he was like, what the fuck?
Get your stick here. Stick, 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 stick.
No, he said something like, dick, stick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.